In the WNRN studios, we've got Devin Sproul. Hello, Devin.
Hello.
So glad to have you here, and what a joy to be able to get to listen to this new album. We had an interview about a year and a half ago, deep and dark December sometime, when you talked about this album, and it's been a year or so since we, had talked about it, and here it is. 'Cause one of the things that was the highlight for me when you were talking about this new CD was that you recorded part of it in England, and you got some cool help from people like BJ Cole. And so let's talk a little bit more about those sessions, because eventually, I know that Paul finished the project for you.
Right.
So yeah. Let's talk initially about recording in England. Where did you record?
It's a studio called Far Heath, and it's north of London in Northamptonshire, and it's in the country. It's kind of Virginia-like in its sort of panorama. They had like a pond and donkeys and ducks, and so it was me and my rhythm section, who I've been playing for a while, and BJ Cole is, this great, amazing pedal steel player. He's 60 now, and he's like, it's more like who he hasn't played with at this point. Like, it's everything from like Dolly Parton to Bjork to REM to John Cale, and it's really cool. And he, I was sort of curious to record with him because he's so experienced, and but Paul is also very opinionated, and I'm pretty opinionated, so I just didn't want it to become like a big, disagreement. But it wasn't. He was very professional, and it was, we had 3 days in the studio, and we recorded, I think, 8 tracks, mostly live, all at once. Like, the drummer would be in a different room, but it would, we'd be playing at the same time, and it was pretty exciting, although I'm the whole perfectionism thing. I'm not used to doing it that way. I'm kind of used to, like, when I did it with Jeff Romano at Greenwood Studio, it was kind of like we did bit by bit, and we kind of got it how we wanted it, and it ended up having a really loose live feel, but not because we did it live. So this was pretty exciting, and the guys that I was working with, like the bass and drums, I just knew them really well by that point. And they, so one day the bass player came in and said, "Oh, I worked up a Glockenspiel part for the end of Ain't That the Way," and which now is like, it's the opener for the record, and it has Jesse Winchester singing on that little part, and it's just like, it's that kind of thing where you listen to and you're like, wow, that's me. Like, this is the kind of stuff I'd like to listen to, and it's me at the same time, which is pretty cool. Paul was there for those sessions, my Paul Carreri, but we came back to our studio. We call it Amanda's old room, because it was our Amanda French's old room in our house, which is our studio now, and we, kind of mixed and added a few other things. Like, there's some big harmonies on it, like I like to think kind of Beach Boys-esque, and that Paul and me and Jesse Winchester did, and what else is there on there? There's a lot of pedal steel. There's Anne-Marie Calhoun did some strings on there, and and so I was going to call it something really weird, like Soy St. George, which was I Am St. George, because that's my middle name, but then everyone was like, soy, what, Twin Oaks Tofu, and so that was all really confusing, so I ended up calling it Don't Hurry for Heaven.
We've got Devin Sproul in the WNRN studios. Maybe we should go back a bit and reference why you talked about Twin Oaks. Your dad still lives there? You grew up there?
Yeah, from age 1 to 15. And this is a commune out in Louisa County. Pretty. I think a lot of people in Charlottesville know them, and a lot of people in Charlottesville used to live there. Like, it's a common, my mom moved from there around the same time that I did. And they make soy foods and hammocks. And
a lot of people in Charlottesville, whether they know it or not, have probably eaten Twin Oaks tofu.
Yeah.
we've got a brand new album. You said it's not yet out?
The official release was March 16th, so it's been out a month. I was at South by Southwest when it came out. It's It's like, you know, most of the work I do over here is pretty independent. I do a lot of the business stuff myself. This time it came out on a label that was pretty active. It's called Black Hen Music, and it's based in Vancouver, BC. And so they were the ones that encouraged me to go to South by Southwest, and it was kind of crazy, I don't know. And yeah, so it's been out a month. It's been out a year in the UK, which was kind of a pain, like people trying to explain that to people. But it was also kind of cool because I got a bunch of cool reviews over there. So then I used those reviews to try to get stuff over here. We were on, Paul and I did a session on Weekend Edition. That was kind of like pretty thrilling experience. They came to our house and like it was like just like you'd imagine an NPR. It was very like, NPR-ish. It was cool.
Devin is going to be playing a couple of shows in the area. April 30th at the Southern, May 1st at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall. But let's first, before we get into more what's going to be happening at those shows, let's hear something from this new album called Don't Hurry for Heaven. What do you got for us first, Devin?
I was going to play Don't Hurry for Heaven, the title track.
I don't believe that you should believe in heaven anymore. The way that you're going, I'm afraid of you floating away. And if it's forever, then you've got forever to get there. While I'm taking care of you here, baby, you've got a body worth more than its lot of admiring. I'm talking about studies and statues. I've not found a match for you yet. No, but if you keep on living like you've been living, darling, who's to say? Don't hurry for heaven, my darling, don't hurry away. And tell it on the mountain, and tell it across the sea, boy, tell guitar are like the curves of a woman. Man, you can tell a true player by his want to get better, they say. So if you love me even half as much as you love your old Martin, you should be practicing on me just about every tell it on the mountain, ooh, tell it across the sea, boy, and tell them all you're coming home to me, to me. Go on and tell you're coming home.
WNRN live music in our studios with Devin Sproul. She is going to be playing at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall on May 1st, the day before at the Southern here in Charlottesville on April 30th. So you're going to be playing these shows with
The Young Republic.
And tell us a little bit about them.
They're from Nashville, but I met them in England. I met them at a festival there. They were playing Isis, the Rolling Thunder Review version, and I was like, ooh, this is cool. And then I met them. They were just nice, and we were like, hey, we're American. This is cool. And so they contacted me a little while later, and they work pretty independently, too, and so we sort of split the booking for the tour. They booked some, and I booked some, and we were calling it the Bigger in Britain Review. So we're doing some shows in their hometown, Nashville, and the shows here in Central Virginia, and then going up as far as Portland, Maine, and down as far as, I think, just South Carolina. I think that's as far down, no Georgia on this one. So they're rock and roll. They're like a four-piece, sometimes five-piece rock and roll outfit. Not the New Republic, but the Young Republic. That's the mistake that people always make.
Young Republic. Are they going to be opening for you?
Oh yeah, that's the part I should have mentioned, that they're either opening or I'm opening for them, depending on where we are and whose audience is bigger. And then they're also going to be backing me up. They're all younger than me. That's kind of weird. And then they're all like Berkeley folks, so they're like, they speak the language of like charts and craziness, and I like barely speak that language. And so they, as they say in England, have been taking the piss out of me for like writing everything wrong. And they're really quick, and they have really just youthful, and they sleep on floors, and their idea of a good day is like busking in the town when they get there. And so I think I'm gonna have a great time on this tour, because, you know, this month is being married 5 years for me, and like, I don't know, I think I'm, but I'm not too old. I'm turning 28 in a couple days, and so it's gonna be great. I got a blanket in the car, and you know, whatever.
Well, it's kind of funny thinking of you being older than these Young Republic fellas, considering, you know, I've known you for over a decade now.
And
the first time you came in the studio with me, you were 16, 17 years old.
Yeah, I think so.
So it's been fun for me to, you know, see you kind of grow and change, but also it's kind of, I guess you're going to have that same experience with some of the people that you know as well.
Yeah, I totally am already. I'm not the youngest in the group. And, you know, like, I've had a couple students, Carly Nesbitt and Jenna Matthew and Jacqueline Stem, have been all like made their own CDs now and are playing shows. And I think Carly's teaching now. It's kind of like, it's
cool. Well, are you teaching anymore?
I do have a couple students. Well, one in particular named Xenia Owens, and she's a tandem kid, and she's super awesome. She's like in the Pantherburn family, and she's kind of, yeah, so she and I get together whenever I'm home, and we usually talk about school for a while, and then we work on lyrics, and I've been playing piano a little bit, so I've been like, you should play piano now. And so we just sort, it's sort of a hanging out, mentoring, musical mentoring, I think, sort of. And so, yeah, that's what I've been doing. And it's good because, both Paul and I just put out records. This is my husband, Paul Carreri, and it's cost a lot of money to print records, so we both are like relatively broke right now. And so he's doing studio work for other people. Like last night we were recording, it's so funny, with our friend Gene, we were recording a ad for Boylan Heights, like burgers and fries and da 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 da, and it's like kind of a hip, like sort of whispery, like kind of Juno-esque thing, but it's like, it was really fun, and I'm, you know, I love that it, you know, we live next to the guy who owns the place, and you know, everybody's young and cool, and but it's like recording a ad for some, you know, a corner restaurant, like, okay, sure, you know, I'll make some money, and he brought a bottle of wine. It was really fun.
Well, I mean, I guess that's the thing that I've been watching a lot of people do, is that, you know, it isn't all about, you know, concerts and CDs anymore. There's lots of different ways that musicians fund their livelihood.
Yeah.
And the more the merrier, I think.
Totally. I'll hoe out my my skills, what skills I have. What would be cool is if it was like Emmylou Harris. That would be cool, where you're just like, everybody wants to, you know, but it's not. I'm not getting those kind of calls. Spoiler.
Not yet. Devin Sproul is in the WNRN studio. Another live tune for us this morning?
Oh, I'd love to, yeah. I thought I'd play a gentle one. This one's called A Picture of Us in the Garden, and it's sort of written for my little big sister, Paul's little sister, my older sister-in-law, Maria. And, yeah, this is good to play this for her now. She's in a kind of hectic time in her life, and she might be moving away, which is kind of crazy for me and Paul, because we've always stayed here because she's here, and now we're like, what does this mean? Like, we have to... it's crazy. Anyway, so it's called A Picture of Us in the Garden. Won't you give us a trim, Maria? The men can juice the grapefruit. Megan will roll up her new tattoo. And Monk will entertain us. I can't live any place but Virginia. I've never even tried. I considered McGill from dear Charlottesville, but settled on keeping those Twin Oaks inside. Danielle, you're officially one in 1 million, though we've known it all along. I can't imagine that she's living in your beautiful body. I can't imagine a night without drinking, though I never drink that much. I just love to do it, I'm married into it. Some prefer down and some like it. Not much of a sight. Maria and Deb in a vegetable bed, digging up grass in the last of the light. Honey, how are we supposed to ever have us a family when the business won't give us a buck? I guess it's lucky I'm still pretty young.
We have Devin Sproul live in the WNRN studio, and we're talking about the new album called Don't Hurry for Heaven. You talked earlier about this album being out for a year in England before it came out here. What was the delay? I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's always like, do you want to try to look for a good home for your record and peer into that black hole of music marketing and that kind of stuff, or do you want to print a couple thousand and put 100 in your trunk and hit the road and whatever? So I think I found a middle ground. The record Black Hen Music is like, doesn't really it doesn't give you a big advance or anything like that, but it is kind of tied in with the Canadian Arts Councils, and I have dual citizenship with Canada, so I'm able to apply for funding through them. So that's sort of why I went with this label, and they have great music on there too. Kelly Jo Phelps is actually how I know about it. So basically the year between when it came out in England, I have a whole team of people there, and I like a real manager and a good active label, Tin Angel Records. And so that year was just me kind of trying to figure out what to do with it here, I guess. And so once I found Black Hen, they didn't want to put it out for another 6 months because of the time frame. It was around Christmas, and so they said March. And so, you know, it was filling that time with trying to find a good publicist and a, you know, a radio person. And it's all gone pretty well. I mean, I don't really like the business side of things. You know, I've been doing it for a while, so I know what to do, mostly. I don't have time in the day, but we all know about the time in the day issue, so I can't really complain.
So, since it's been a while since you put this out, have you a whole new, you know, group of songs that are...
No, not exactly.
No,
I am
not exactly.
A regular old unprolific dev. I had a friend pass away in October, cancer, and she was really young, and her name is Danielle, and I got bogged down trying to write a song that sort of was processing that. But she would, if she were here, she would say, "Well, that's just an excuse, Dev. You always take that long, lol." So I guess I just have a relatively balanced life, and like unlike Paul, my Paul, he's always just playing music and writing music, and I like go and see my friends, and I take my grandmother to get her nails done, and I like to read books, and I like to I don't know. So I guess the last few years since I first met you and was kind of freaking out about, you know, about music and boys and stuff, the getting married thing has enabled me to kind of like focus more on music, but I still am just getting used to the idea that I take a long time to write, but that I really enjoy my life, you know, just apart from music too. So,
well, you're here actually.
Thanks.
Well, one more for us before we head on out today.
Yeah, since I'm borrowing Paul's Martin guitar, I thought I'd play sort of the strummy one from the record. So the guitar is a little louder on this one, and it's called "Good to Get Out." And on the record, it's got some nice oohs and ahs. And
it references Charlottesville.
Yeah, they all do, pretty much. Not in as many words. We'll see how it goes without the doom doom ta doom 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 ta doom. So just, you could keep that in mind.
Tracking up late, blown it out the window. 'Cause you were always a guy who did whatever felt right. Ooh, don't it feel so good? Going door to door, the girls are home. Go. Ooh, don't
Devin Sproul live in the WNRN studios.